Okay, hello. My name is Madeline Neag. I'm product manager for the 5G and Edge at Open Nebula Systems. And today I would like to present to you a use case related to the highly distributed cloud architecture for telco NFV deployments. I split my presentation in three parts. Firstly, representing Open Nebula Systems and talking about Open Nebula, I need to introduce these notions to you. After that, I would like to enter more in depth related to these use cases. And in the end, I will present a very easy example on how we managed to test these use cases. Firstly, Open Nebula is the product. Open Nebula Systems is the company. Open Nebula Systems has developed and supported Open Nebula since 2010 and is an European open source technology vendor, headquartered in Madrid, but also having offices in Brussels, Brno, and USA. And yeah, we are a widely spread team across Europe, US, and Central America. This is a success story that has emerged from EU innovation programs, arriving nowadays to be the leader in several innovation projects like Cognitive Cloud or Advanced 5G, playing a key role in Access Forum CSA, and chairing the EU Cloud Alliance and IPSIS's Industry Facilitation Group. We are also members of Linux Foundation, Cloud Native Computing Foundation, Linux Foundation Edge, and Silva. That was about the company, now related to the product. We are handling the virtualization layer, offering a simple and simple solution and a light profile, ensuring an extensible architecture and supporting multi-tenancy and multi-VMs, and also is DevOps friendly. It supports virtual machines, system containers, and on top of virtual machines, Kubernetes clusters. Talking about Kubernetes, we have our own distribution called OneKey, and inside that distribution, we have different add-ons. All those in order to support Cloud Edge Continuum applications. We have multiple advantages, trying to combine simplicity and agility of public cloud together with the performance and security of the private cloud. We try to bring the real freedom to your enterprise cloud, letting you to control as you wish your cloud, having custom approach to security, privacy, and management. The freedom to, we give you the freedom to choose the infrastructure, offering unparalleled choice of infrastructure and cloud providers, but also the freedom to change, avoiding vendor lock-in. So we support any kind of application. We mentioned Kubernetes and virtual machines. We deploy, manage, and provision those, any type of infrastructure across Cloud Edge Continuum, and any type of cloud. Saying those, let's get closer a little bit to our use cases. OneEdge 5G is a Spanish project that brought us in the telco and 5G world. And from this project, we were able to shape better our priorities, bringing intelligence and automation for the operation of distributed edge systems and beyond 5G infrastructures. We started focusing on 5G, but nowadays, of course, 5G being deployed, we have to shift our focus to beyond 5G or 6G, how it's called. We need to satisfy the demand for open European technology for beyond 5G telco cloud. We need to integrate the functionality of beyond 5G to improve the cloud continuum and to expand it, making use of open solutions to manage deployment of private and widely spread beyond 5G networks. I said we need to expand the Cloud Edge Continuum to new beyond 5G infrastructures and to facilitate the distributed management of Cloud Edge Continuum for business and users. All those in order to create an ecosystem of research and innovation of advanced beyond 5G networks for next generation Cloud Edge. Talking about top priorities, as I said, we started we are the result as multiple European projects, and we continue to support European Commission in all its ideas, endeavors, or initiatives. One of them is to enable the European Union's target to have 10,000 climate neutral, highly secure edge nodes. And here we are to what means highly distributed telco networks. If you look in the digital decade policy program for 2030, you'll find this picture going from on device to cloud that can go thousands of kilometers away from devices. And yeah, Sovereign Age initiative will try to put all the European in-house initiatives in this big idea of European Union and to try to bring the cloud in in-house cloud to this idea. Open Nebula Systems is committed to support this through multi-country large-scale projects dedicated to data infrastructure, 5G communications, high-performance computing, AI farms, public administration, digital innovation hubs, and to ensure that 75% of cloud uptake by EU enterprises in 2030. Also, we try to support the European SMEs willing to explore innovative business models. Another example of what means highly distributed cloud architecture is when operators are having a very distributed network beyond the borders of a country, or when new business solutions are appearing on the market offering services across multiple countries or even multiple multiple continents. PricewaterhouseCoopers